Welcome. It is January 31st.
Wow.
Time flies when you are in love with life. The topic I wanted to address today is that of the law of attraction in relationships. It's something that I've talked about in the past in varying degrees and how it has helped me in my current relationship. And I want to kind of talk specifically about some things that have happened in the last few months and weeks and how it has been this massive affirmation to me about some shifts in perspective and in action. I, for many years, and something that I still struggle with, part of this is because I'm a man, and part of this is because of my patterns and my history and my upbringing and all of these things. When I'm in relationship, especially romantic relationship, I find myself hearing challenges from my partner as opportunities to fix. And not just opportunities to fix, but I will hear a challenge and then my mind will go and try to analyze their situation and think of what other problems that they are not thinking about. Kind of thinking a couple steps ahead and what could go wrong. And then make sure that they, to remind them, well, make sure you don't forget this. Make sure you do this. Make sure you also do this. And I feel like I'm doing so as an expression of love and care. I am so wise and learned with so much experience in the world, it is my gift to you to point out all these obstacles on your path. You are welcome. But it occurred to me sometime in the last year or two that worry is not love. It's easy to confuse the two. It's easy to feel that attachment and worry and concern is love, but it's not. If you love someone, it means you see their perfection, you see their divinity, you see the magic and the majesty and the wonder of them. And so you know they are capable of figuring out any obstacle. You know that whatever journey they're in is perfect for them. Even if they're taking a beating, that doesn't mean that you don't support or offer help or try to lessen the burden at times. But it does mean that you recognize they are powerful, they are capable, and you see them as their best. And that has been the shift that I have tried to really practice, is that when my partner is facing a challenge or a struggle or a path of obstacles, instead of visualizing what could go wrong and trying to help, visualizing everything going perfect, if she worries, I say, nope, that's not what's gonna happen. I see you just rocking it because I know what you're capable of. I love you. I see your best. I am going to hold space for you like that, even if you doubt it yourself. And that's when the practice gets kind of hard. Because sometimes when someone you love is hurting and struggling and feeling defeated, what they really want is for you to join them and to acknowledge that and to come and commiserate with them. I would argue, and this is the hard part, that that's not really what they want. David Deida talks about this in The Way of the Superior Man, that sometimes the most loving thing is not to join in the suffering at all. It is to be strong and say, I know you want me to come down there. I know you want me to join you in this, but I am going to be strong and say, you can do this. I see you doing this. I know you can do this. And so I'm going to hold that space. I'm going to see you as rocking this so that when you come out of this cycle, I've given you no further reasons, energy towards keeping you there or towards affirming that that's even a possibility. It's just a cycle. You're going to get through it, and then you are going to be back to your best self, even better, because that is the light that we, in our love, see in one another. And I mentioned about the law of attraction because it finally occurred to me that if I am visualizing things going wrong, I'm doing so from a loving place, right? I want to help. I want to help, you know, help you get through these obstacles. But if I, as doing so, as I worry, if I'm seeing you struggling, failing, I'm actually manifesting. I am creating a vibration in the wrong direction. What feels like love is sabotage. Which is why that practice of then holding space in the vibration of success, of strength, of power, of growth, even when your partner may not appreciate it, is so important. And so in the recent months, as Belicious has formed her own company and become an entrepreneur, it's been very exciting to watch, as very scary and all these things, because she had many years experience as a makeup artist and then began training and learning all sorts of additional skills like the permanent makeup and airbrushing. And so as she's building these skills up, she had the confidence, she had the abilities as a technician. And so she got the call to go into business for herself. And the old me would have said, and there was probably times along the way where I said, you have no idea how many things that you're taking on. There's a reason why, you know, the company that you work for takes such a big cut. There's so many things they need to worry about. There's insurance and staff and all. And so, but rather than have that stance of, oh my gosh, do you know how much struggle you have in store? I tried to say, you can do this. Part of that is the reminder that failure is not a bad thing. Failure is how we learn. Failure is how we get to the lessons that allow us to get the strength and experience. There's failure is not a bad outcome. It's simply a stepping stone to an eventual outcome that might feel more triumphant. So, as she began to form the company and struggle and all these things, there was this constant, you know, balance that I've been practicing and trying to work on of supportive, acknowledging, yes, I see you're having these feelings, that's got to be really tough, how can I make things better? But at the base of it all, knowing that this is a temporary part of your cycle and you've got this under control, you can do this, I know you can. And it's been, you know, tough as the old voices of me, you know, want to or panic or even encourage her to compromise. And that has been a really interesting thing to watch in myself and in her. As she makes a step of, okay, I need a website. From my experience, I said, okay, let's get you what basic you need. Let's get you a, you know, WordPress template and just whip it together and then move on from there, because then you get things going. And so kind of helped her as a little bit and, you know, put the minimum, 80-20, a minimum that we have to get to the next step. And her response was, this is not at the level that I want to present to the world. And so she decided to find the resources to hire the people to create something at the level that she was willing to call her company. And then the same thing happened when it came to do marketing materials or business cards. I'm like, look, just here's some cheap options. I've done this in the past. Just get this and keep moving. She's like, no, that's not. And so it was, you know, I had to go, okay, great. This is your project. I'm not going to listen to this voice that says danger. I'm instead going to go, I believe in you. I trust you. I love you. And so in the last couple weeks, about a month ago, she started having all these calls and desires and messages and people talking to her saying, you should go to this big trade show, this big wedding bazaar, bridal bazaar. And even though funds are tight, it's kind of an investment when it's tough to gamble at this point, and she believed, had faith, and just kept working towards this level of excellence that she had decided for herself. And by doing so, over the course of the last month, has drawn to her a team of two other amazing, talented women who, one, are attracted to the level of offerings and service and want to be a part of it, but two, attracted to the level of marketing. All of these things that I said, don't worry about that, and her saying, this is important, this is what I want to do, it attracted a high caliber of people that said, I want to be a part of this budding thing that you are creating. And so it's been so cool to be like, look at that. She was totally wrong. I mean, she was totally right to hear my ideas and then do her own thing. I did the right thing by trusting her, and she did absolutely the right thing by just following her heart and her passion and just making it happen. And so she had this incredible experience doing at this bridal expo of having a booth, her first booth ever, having an amazing team, having she had the Charmed Life people doing hooping to bringing in, you know, customers and all of these promotional things, and she had a banner that she had made and brochures that looked amazing and this cool little card thing that she gave out that just looks like, you know, this is not a kid trying to figure it out. This is a highly trained person who is taking it to the next level and going into business for themselves at the level that they want to be in the world. And I was just like, bravo. And as it all came together, as it was all happening, she called me a couple days before the expo, kind of when the team had finally come together, and it was all this momentum towards awesome. And I was kind of like so struck by how beautiful this example is. I mean, she visualized it, I visualized it, and I've never had an experience with a partner of things going so wonderfully. I don't mean this to discredit her talents, her abilities. This also, a part of this is that, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get. I don't want to just make you think that Belicious was sitting around, you know, eating bonbons and visualizing success. She has been working so incredibly hard, but driven from a place of, this is my passion. This business is my art project, and I'm putting everything I have to realize the vision of what I want to make happen in the flow. And then while in the flow, that's when these other people, and that's when these other opportunities, and that's when all this stuff just is flowing. And so when she called and was sharing all these things and was very good about acknowledging that I had played a different role in this in terms of being supportive and holding space. And so it was a beautiful, you know, it was a wonderful experience for us both, you know, to really enjoy the success. And what was really cool is that the success that we were enjoying was not a destination. We were enjoying the journey. And we kind of took a moment and said, you know what, let's just take a step. No matter what happens at the trade show this weekend, let's remember right now where we are on the journey right now, where you are on the journey right now. The journey is the reward. And right now you are in the momentum, in the path, in the flow, going towards something that you believe in, walking in your strength, walking in your integrity, and this is what it's all about. Clearly this is, you know, I'm not sure how much of this is law of attraction, how much of this is her amazing talents and efforts, how much of this is my shift in perspective in my partners. I mean, I wonder how much my law of attraction sabotage could have affected things. I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to practice this think positively. And it's, I find it just encouraging in the way that I look at the world. There's so much, I guess, I've felt so much instinct at time to commiserate over negative things, to share in concerns over friends. But instead, if I can shift in all of my interactions of saying, no, whatever you think is a concern, I think you can beat it. I think you can achieve. I think you can do that. I see all the people I love as their best. And then when they stumble, help them back up. So, I am certainly grateful for this path of learning and growth, and I am so happy to see it ripple into the people in my life, and then that be reflected back. It's really, you know, on a big picture, all of this is about getting more in alignment yourself and allowing that alignment to then affect those around you. And then the effects in those around you reflects back to you, and the vibration and the, it becomes this growing, rippling pond of more love, more alignment, more connection. So thank you for being a part of the ripples in my life. Thank you for all the emails and posts and comments that help reflect back this positive, uplifting, loving vibration that is traveling through all of us. Let's have ourselves a hug and just anchor it. So wherever you are, grab yourself by the shoulders. And acknowledge this physical form is one level of who you are. A level that we are so grateful for. All of the treats it gives us. And beneath that is our level of personality. Sometimes old patterns and ego roles that can be a kick in the pants, but can also be a kick in the ass. And remember that beneath that is our true selves, our best selves, our divine selves. And let's remember that that is who we are, and that is who we all are. And that as we look into the world, not just our partners, not just our friends, but recognize that everyone has that ideal divine self as their potential, and that we can make change in our world and the world simply by shifting and seeing everyone in that light. Let's take a deep breath and just see ourselves as divine and perfect. See our family as divine and perfect. Our friends and coworkers as divine and perfect. Our romantic partner, if we've got one, perfect. And then everybody we've passed in the street, in the office, on TV, and in the world, they are all perfect, shining bright lights. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all the Love Warriors, happy Hug Nation. Thank you for being your light, for seeing the light in others, for recognizing that heaven is the way we see the world. Thank you for being a part of this bliss. I love you. Namaste.
You, beautiful person, are listening to the Hug Nation podcast with Halcyon, recorded live every Tuesday, hugnation.com.